Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and Saint Juan Diego and his story begins now. Saint Juan Diego would say, "Let not your heart be disturbed. Am I not here? Who am your mother?" That's what Our Lady had said to Saint Juan Diego. "Am I not here? Who am your mother? Are you not under my protection?" Our Lady said to Saint Juan Diego, "Do not be troubled or weighed down with grief. Do not fear any illness or vexation, anxiety or pain. Am I not here who am your mother? Are you not under my shadow and protection? Am I not your fountain of life? Are you not in the folds of my mantle? Are you not in the folds of my mantle, in the crossing of my arms? Is there anything else you need?" The Virgin Mary to Juan Diego. And that way she could, I mean, you can take this, that she's saying this to you as well. Diego here, she is also saying to us, and in Jesus Christ, we are somebody. And your faithfulness in this task is evident still today in the miraculous image the Virgin left upon our children. O God, who by means of Saint Juan Diego showed the love of the Most Holy Virgin Mary for your people, grant through his intercession that by following the counsels our mother gave at Guadalupe, we may be ever constant in fulfilling your will. Saint Juan Diego, pray for us. Saint Juan Diego was born in 1474, a native to Mexico, and he became the first Catholic Indian saint from the Americas. Thousands of people gathered in the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe, July the 31st, 2002, for the canonization of Saint Juan Diego, to whom the Blessed Mother appeared in the 16th century. And Pope Saint John Paul II celebrated the ceremony at which the poor Indian peasant became the Church's first Indian saint to the Americas. and the Holy Father called the new saint a simple, humble Indian who accepted Christianity without giving up his identity as an Indian. And St. John Paul II said, in praising the Indian Juan Diego, I want to express to all of you the closeness of the Church and the Pope, embracing you with love and encouraging you to overcome the hope, the difficult times you are going through. And among the thousands present for the event were members of Mexico's 64 Indian groups. And Juan Diego's name is forever linked with Our Lady of Guadalupe because it was to him that she first appeared at Tepeyac Hill on December 9th, 1531. And this has meant so much to me. And it helped me in spreading the Catholic faith because of the story of Our Lady of Guadalupe and Saint Juan Diego. The most famous part of the story is told in connection with the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe on December the 12th. After the roses gathered in his tilma were transformed into the miraculous image of Our Lady. However, little more is said about Juan Diego. Following the early death of his father, Juan Diego was taken to live with his uncle. From the age of three, he was raised in line with the Aztec pagan religion, but always showed signs of having a mystical sense of life. In time, he lived in the shrine constructed at Tepeyac, revered as a holy, unselfish, and compassionate catechist, who taught by word and especially by example. He was recognized for his religious fervor, his respectful and gracious attitude towards the Virgin Mary, and his bishop, and his undying love for his uncle. And when a group of 12 Franciscan missionaries arrived in Mexico in 1524, he and his wife, Maria Lucia, converted to Catholicism and were among the first to be baptized in the region. Juan Diego was very committed to his new life and would walk long distances to receive religious instruction at the Franciscan mission. On December the 9th, 1531, Juan Diego was in a hurry to make it to Mass and celebrate the feast of the Immaculate Conception. However, he was stopped by the beautiful sight of a radiant woman who introduced herself in his native tongue as the ever-perfect Holy Mary, who was the honor to be the mother of the true God. And Mary told Juan Diego she was the mother of all those who lived in his land and asked him to make a request to the local bishop. She wanted them to build a chapel in her honor there on Tepeyac Hill, which was the site of a former pagan temple. When Juan Diego approached the bishop, telling us what happened, he was presented with doubt and was told to give the bishop time to reflect on the news. Later, the same day, Juan Diego encountered the Virgin Mary a second time and told her he failed in granting her request. And he tried to explain to her he was not an important person and therefore not the one for the task. But she instead, he was the man she wanted. And Juan Juan Diego returned with the bishop the next day and repeated his request. But now the bishop asked for proof or a sign. The apparition was real and truly of heaven. Juan Diego went straight to Tepeyac and once again encountered the Virgin Mary. And after explaining to her what the bishop asked, she agreed and told him that she'd provide him with proof on the next day, December the 11th. However, on the next day, Juan Diego's uncle became very sick, and he was obligated to stay and care for him. And Juan Diego set out the next day to find a priest for his uncle, and he was determined to get there quickly and didn't want to face the Virgin Mary with shame for missing the previous day's meeting. But the Virgin Mary intercepted him and asked what was wrong. And he explained his situation and promised to return about his after he found his uncle, a priest. And she looked at him and asked, "Am I not here, I who am your mother?" And she promised him his uncle would be cured, and he asked him to climb to the hill and collect the flowers growing there. And he obeyed, found many flowers blooming in December on the rocky land, and he filled his tilma, his cloak, with flowers and returned to Mary. And the Virgin Mary arranged the flowers within his cloak and told him that this would be the sign he is to present to the bishop. Now, could you imagine this? The Virgin Mary arranged the flowers within his cloak. Wow, now that's pretty amazing. Once Juan Diego found the bishop, he opened his cloak, and the bishop was presented with a miraculous imprinted image of the Blessed Virgin Mary on the flower-filled cloak. And the next day, Juan Diego found his uncle fully healed from his illness. And his uncle explained he too saw the Virgin Mary. She also instructed him on her desires to have a church built on Tepeyac Hill. But she also told him she wanted to be known with the title of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And news of Juan Diego's miracle quickly spread, and he became very well known. However, Juan Diego always remained a humble man. And the bishops kept Juan Diego's imprinted cloak in his private chapel, but then placed it on public display in the church built on Tepeyac Hill the next year. And the first miracle surrounding the cloak occurred during the procession to Tepeyac Hill when a participant was shot in the throat by an arrow shot in celebration. After being placed in front of the miraculous image of Mary, the man was healed. And Juan Diego moved into a little hermitage on Tepeyac Hill and lived a solidarity life of prayer and work. And he remained there until his death on December the 9th, 1548, 17 years after the first apparition. And news of Our Lady's apparition caused a wave of nearly 3,000 Indians a day to convert to the Catholic faith. Now, does that not remind you of when Peter, that first day of Pentecost, when 3,000 were added that day? Well, this is kind of like a new Pentecost here, isn't it? So details of Juan Diego's experience and Mary's words moved them deeply. As it should us today. And during the revolutions in Mexico at the beginning of the 20th century, non-believers attempted to destroy the image with an explosion. The altar, marble steps, the flower holders, and the basilica windows were all very damaged, but the pane of glass protecting the image was not even cracked. And Juan Diego's printed cloak has remained perfectly preserved from 1531 to present time. And so the Basilica of Guadalupe on Tepeyac Hill has become one of the world's most visited Catholic shrines. And St. Juan Diego was beatified on May the 6th, 1990 by Pope St. John Paul II and canonized on July the 31st, 2002. And his feast day is celebrated on December 9th, and he is the patron saint of Indian people. And that is the story of St. Juan Diego. And we thank you, Lord, for the gift of this precious saint, that through his example and his witness, he continues to show the way by the way he lived. And with St. Juan Diego, today, in our Stand in the Gap, with one St. Juan Diego, pray for our priests. And it's important that we do so as we pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And joyous prayer, joyous strength, joy is love, and joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus. And put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinner and to all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. And we should be and imitate St. Juan Diego, that we must love our neighbor as being made in the image of God and as an object of his love. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give you courage and wisdom. O Jesus, eternal High Priest, live in our priests, act in them, again, Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. Amen. Lord, incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them, and let them live in you, and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for our priests. Amen. And Lord, we pray for our bishops. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grant them, all your bishops, with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as they continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. We pray for our bishops, Lord. Pray for our deacons. Lord Jesus Christ, servant of all, send your spirit upon our deacons and their families and their wives as they serve your church. Give them eyes to see the needs of your people. Give them a discerning mind to know your truth. Lord Jesus Christ, servant of all, send your spirit upon your deacons as they serve your church. Give them eyes to see the needs of your people. Give them a discerning mind to know your truth. Give them a generous spirit when they feel tired but needed. Give them a humble heart when their work goes unnoticed. Give them peace of mind in obedience and service. Give them health of body so they may serve with strength. And make them, Lord, fertile ground for your inspiration and love. And comfort them, Lord, when they question themselves and their ministry. And Lord, grant them peace as they age so they may share your wisdom. And make their hearts, Lord, like yours so they may love your people. Amen. And Lord, we pray for our seminarians. Lord, give our seminarians the grace to follow you more perfectly. When they are lonely or discouraged, fill them with your peace. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make the hearts of our seminarians like yours. Amen. Lord, give them strength when they are weak, love when they feel forsaken, courage when they are afraid, wisdom when they feel foolish, comfort when they are alone, hope when they feel rejected, and peace when they feel like they're in turmoil. Stand strong and hold on there, seminarians. Greetings and peace to you as you prepare to go out into the world in service. We are excited to know that you do so as people of love. The church is truly blessed to have you as a witness of faith, and we have no doubt that as the Spirit dances through and in you, great things will happen. The Lord, thank you for the gift of these souls, discerning to follow you as priests, to serve your altars. And Lord, we pray for the altar server. Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to serve you during the Holy Mass in your sacred presence. Our hearts are filled with joy and peace. May your Spirit always guide us so we may grow in your love by the grace of the Heavenly Father. Amen. Lord, open my mouth to bless your holy name. Cleanse my heart from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten my understanding and inflame my will that I may serve worthily at your altar, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for letting me come before your altar, so that with your help, I can praise my Father in heaven as his server. Help me to find joy in serving at your altar. Help me to find gladness in knowing and doing your will in all things. Serve the people, or serve the Lord, to serve, and our motto, to serve. Called to serve, not to be served. To serve and not to be served. All for the honor and glory of God. It is the motto of a heart of service. Service must have this motivation. Servers carry the cross, the processional candles, hold the book for the priest, celebrant, when he is not at the altar. Carry the incense and censer, present the bread and wine and water to the priest during the preparation of the gifts, or assist him when he receives the gifts from the people and wash the hands of the priest. Being an altar server also promotes virtues of responsibility, teamwork, and leadership. It cultivates a sense of discipline and order, fosters a spirit of humility and service, and offers a profound sense of fulfillment derived from serving God and the church community. Lord, open my mouth to bless your holy name. Cleanse my heart from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten my understanding and inflame my will that I may serve more worthily at your holy altar. O Mary, Mother of Christ, the High Priest, obtain for me the most important grace of knowing my vocation in life. Grant me a true spirit of faith and humble obedience so that I may ever behold the priest as a representative of God and willing follow him in the way, the truth, and the life of Christ. Amen. And loving Father, creator of the universe, you call your people into worship to be with you and with one another at Mass. I thank you for having called me to assist others in their prayer to you. And may I be worthy of the trust placed in me, and through my example and service, bring others closer to you. I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, who is Lord and ever present, who is Lord forever and ever. Amen. To be Christ's page at the altar, to serve him freely there, where even angels falter, bowed low in reverent prayer, to touch the throne most holy, to hand the gifts for the feast, to see him meekly, lowly descend at the word of the priest, to hear man's poor petition, to sound the silvery bell when he in sweet submission comes down with us to dwell. No grander mission, surely, could saints or men enjoy. No heart should love more purely than yours who serve with joy. God bless you, children, forever, you in his care. and guard you, that you never, that you love the Lord. O Lord, you have graciously called us to serve you upon the altar. Grant us the graces that we need to serve you faithfully and wholeheartedly. And grant too that while serving you, may we follow the example of Saint Tarsicius, who died protecting the Eucharist, and walk the same path that he led, that led him to heaven, to be Christ's page at the altar, to serve him freely there, where even the angels falter, bowed low in reverence prayer, bowed low in reverence prayer. St. John Birchman, patron saint of altar servers, pray for us. And so we pray for the altar servers. It's beautiful. And we pray for the children. Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us, just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son, and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. And through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession, and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Nicholas and Saint Christopher and Saint Sebastian. And Saint Juan Diego. And Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, Saint Philomena, Saint Gianna, and Saint Christopher, and Saint Michael the Archangel, and Saint Raphael the Archangel, and Saint Gabriel the Archangel, and Saint Monica, and Saint Anthony. Lord, you are children's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are the God of my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. And I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. And so shall I be saved from my enemies. And we pray for Pope Francis, and we pray for all the clergy around the world today. We pray for families. We pray, Lord, for those who are held back by addictions, whether it be drugs or whatever the addiction might be. And we pray for deliverance from those addictions, Lord. And we pray for families to be dedicated to you, to go to Mass as a family, to raise their children, teaching them to love the Mass and to protect them, Lord. Protect them from those who wish to do them harm and to pervert them. So we pray for our children, Lord.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young. Carefree children,
and help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And we thank you, Lord, for all the great gifts that you've given us. And we pray, Lord, for those who have recently passed. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much, and I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. But our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away, and unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. But the old order of things has passed away. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Lord, we pray for those affected by what's happened in the Ukraine and Israel. We pray for Israel, Lord. Then we pray that the hostages who had been kidnapped by terrorists be released. And we pray for the end of Hamas and terrorism. And we pray for Israel. And we pray for peace in Palestine. And we pray for what in the Ukraine, everything. We pray for peace and to avoid war. Heavenly Father, hear this prayer for those who have recently passed and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter your heavenly kingdom, and help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in their time of mourning and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through the pain they may be experiencing. Amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. And may they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who is crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. And may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set you among those whom he has chosen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And like Saint Juan Diego, they will know that we are Christians. Pray for the prodigals. Heavenly Father, we lift up to you the prodigals. Thank you for loving them even more than we do. for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for our soldiers and veterans. We pray for America, Lord. We pray for America. And we ask you to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength. And may they ever experience from your support gentle love and compassionate healing. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And Lord, we pray for the prisoner, those in prison, and their families. May they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those in hospitals, Lord. We pray for our police officers and our first line responders, our EMTs, and we pray for our hospital nurses and doctors, and that the hospital would be a place of healing and hope for all there. So we pray for those who are sick and in the hospital, Lord. We pray for them. And we pray for the elderly, Lord. Lord, you've promised to carry us even in our old age. And we pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. Pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus. In union with the Mass is said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, and for sinners in the universal church, excuse me, those in my own home and within my family.
One thing I
the Lord loves us this much. He loves us so much. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, so that whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And so here at Deeper Truth, we want to encourage you to go to Mass, to receive the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity, Jesus Christ in the state of grace, and to go to confession and to frequent the sacraments, and to pray the rosary. Pray the rosary. Our Lord loves us this much. Let us respond to his love with love in return for each other, to see with the eyes of the Lord, so that we too can love much.
Grafted in the vine and nourished by the tree of life, echoes from the wood that flesh illuminates the light. Just remember that I committed long ago, not just my body, but my mind, and yes, my soul. And though you've sinned, I'll never let you go. So keep holding on to this cross.
Once you've received his love and then experience it, you will know that he will raise you up.
Troubles come and my heart but
Amen. It only takes a spark to get a fire going. And that's all it takes when you experience God's love. And so what's preventing this spark? Why, if you're not going to Mass, why not? If you're not praying the rosary, why not? If you're not going to confession, why not? Whatever it is, what are the whys there? Let them go, because they are not worth it. God's grace. Just as you try to reach the mountaintops, God's grace, our Lord will come right to you. He loves you. He loves you. So whatever the issue is that is preventing you from picking up your cross and following him, Jesus said, come, follow me. Come, follow me. Whatever the obstacles to that would be, let them go.
Let it go.
and Jesus so loves stringed music. And he loves this.
Heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift. The baffled king composing.
May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious, and unutterable name of God be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, and under the earth by all the creatures of God and by the sacred heart of our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy sacrament of the altar. And you've been listening and praying for deeper truth, standing in the gap with us and Saint Juan Diego. And tomorrow, Blessed Adolf Coping will be in the standing gap tomorrow. And so we look forward to sharing his story tomorrow, standing in the gap tomorrow. And we will close for today And we thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. And we thank you, Lord, for your holy Catholic Church that presents us with your sacraments for the grace that we receive. Thank you, Lord, for all the great gifts that we have been given. Thank you, Lord, as we close today, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And God be with you all out there in deeper truth land. And may his grace shine upon you abundantly this day. Good day.